Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 6, Text 145. Raghunath Das has just been blessed by Nityananda Prabhu. After taking leave of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and then all the other Vaishnavas, Sri Raghunath Das consulted secretly with Raghava Pandit. After consulting with Raghava Pandit, he secretly delivered 100 gold coins and about 7 tolas of gold into the hand of Nityananda Prabhu's treasurer. Raghunath Das admonished the treasurer. He warned him, "Do not speak about this to Lord Nityananda Prabhu now, but when he returns home, kindly inform him about this presentation." Thereupon, Raghava Pandit took Raghunath Das to his home. After inducing him to see the deity, he gave Raghunath Das a garland and sandalwood pulp. He gave Raghunath Das a large quantity of prasadam to eat on his way home. Then Raghunath Das again spoke to Raghava Pandit. "I want to give money," he said, "just to worship the lotus feet of all the great devotees, servants, and subservants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As you think fit, give 20, 15, 12, 10, or 5 coins to each of them." Raghunath Das drew up an account of the amount to be given and submitted it to Raghava Pandit, who then made up a list showing how much money was to be paid to each and every devotee. And with great humility, Raghunath Das placed 100 gold coins and about 2 tolas of gold before Raghava Pandit for all the other devotees. Then, after taking dust from the feet of Raghava Pandit, Raghunath Das returned to his home, feeling greatly obligated to Lord Nityananda Prabhu because of having received his merciful benediction. From that day on, he did not go into the interior section of the house. Instead, he would sleep on the Durga Mandap, the place where Mother Durga was worshipped. There, however, the watchman alertly kept guard. Raghunath Das was thinking of various means by which to escape their vigilance. At that time, all the devotees of Bengal were going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das could not accompany them, for they were so famous that he would have been caught immediately. Thus, Raghunath Das thought deeply about how to escape. And one night, while he was sleeping on the Durga Mandap, the priest Janananda and Acharya entered the house when only 4 dandas remained until the end of the night. Janananda and Acharya was the priest and spiritual master of Raghunath Das. Although born in a Brahmin family, he had accepted the mercy of Vasudev Datta. Janananda and Acharya had been officially initiated by Advaita Acharya. Thus, he considered Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his life and soul. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that although the atheists who have deviated from the order of Sri Advaita Acharya introduce themselves as followers of Advaita Acharya, they do not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Jadunanda Acharya, one of the most confidential followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was the initiated disciple of Advaita Acharya. He was not polluted by sentimental distinctions classifying Vaishnavas according to birth. Therefore, although Vasudeva Datta had not been born in a Brahmin family, Jadunandana Acharya also accepted him as his spiritual master. Srila Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami continues describing this pastime. When Jagannanda Acharya entered the house of Raghunath Das and stood in the courtyard, Raghunath Das went there and fell down to offer his obeisances. one of Yadanacharya's disciples had been worshipping the deity, but he had left the service. Yadanacharya wanted Raghunath Das to induce the disciple to take up that service again. Yadanacharya requested Raghunath Das, "Please induce the Brahmin to resume the service. There is no other Brahmin to do it." And after saying this, Yadunandanacharya took Raghunath Das with him and went out. By that time, all the watchmen were deeply asleep because it was the end of night. East of the house of Raghunath Das was the house of Yadunandanacharya. Yadunandanacharya and Raghunath Das talked together as they went towards that house. Halfway along the path, Raghunath Das submitted at the lotus feet of his spiritual master. "I shall go to the home of that Brahmana. I will induce him to return and send him to your house. You may go home without anxiety. Following your order, I shall persuade the Brahmana." On this plea, after asking permission, Raghunath Das decided to go away, to leave. Raghunath Das thought, "This is the greatest opportunity to go away because this time there are no servants or watchmen with me." Thinking in this way, he quickly proceeded towards the east. Sometimes he turned around and looked back, but no one was following him. Thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, he left the general path and proceeded with great haste on the one not generally used. Giving up the general path from village to village, he passed through the jungles, thinking with heart and soul about the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He walked about 30 miles in one day, and in the evening he took rest in the cow shed of a milkman. When the milkman saw that Raghunath Das was fasting, he gave him some milk. Raghunath Das drank the milk and lay down to rest there for the night. At the house of Raghunath Das, the servant and watchman, not seeing him there, immediately went to inquire about him from his spiritual master, Yadunandanacharya. And Yadunandanacharya said, "He has already asked my permission and returned home." Thus, when they understood the situation, there arose a tumultuous sound as everyone cried, "Now Raghunath has gone away." It's interesting that it's not clear whether Raghunath did his service or not of inducing the Brahmana Pujari to return and do the deity service. "Raghunath Das's father," he said, "now, all the devotees from Bengal have gone to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das has fled with them. 10 men should immediately go catch him and bring him back." Raghunath Das's father wrote a letter to Sivananda Sen, asking him with great humility, "Please return my son." In Jankara, the 10 men caught up with a group of Vaishnavas going to Nilalchala, and after delivering the letter, the men inquired from Sivananda Sen about Raghunath Das, but Sivananda Sen replied, "He did not come here." The 10 men returned home, and Raghunath Das's father and mother were filled with anxiety. Raghunath Das, who had been resting at the milkman's house, got up early in the morning. Instead of going to the east, he turned his face south and proceeded. He crossed the Chatraboga, but instead of going on the general path, he proceeded on the path that went from village to village. Not caring about eating, he traveled all day. Hunger was not an impediment, for his mind was concentrated upon obtaining shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he chewed fried grain, sometimes he cooked, and sometimes he drank milk. In this way, he kept his life and soul together with whatever was available wherever he went. He reached Jagannath Puri in 12 days, but could eat only for 3 days on the way. And we shall end here and continue continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.